Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Malzy the Snowman.
Oh, Malzy the Snowman.
It's okay to sing along, Bob. The rest of America is.
With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite picture was Garrett Cole. Oh, Malzy.
Come on, Bob. You're part of this.
Bob, you're going to sing your solo with your solo?
Sing your solo with yourself.
I don't have the words.
Yeah.
No.
Here it is.
Live on its own. There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Malzy danced around.
Oh, Malzy the snowman was a very happy bee. He used giant words and his favorite GM. Malzy once claimed he made 9 straight 3.
Yeah, we blew it on those lyrics at the end.
I know.
That
we
was
did.
A set.
He made 9 straight 3s.
It should have been 9 straight 3s.
Or a texter made that happen.
Limits, I want to present my Christmas gifts to you in light of what you gave to me. Please come in.
I would love that.
Bob, this is going to be very special. It would be more special if you had something for someone, but you don't. I'm really depressed about this whole Bob thing. He could make up for it by inviting us over, Limits, but he hasn't done that either. Limits gifted me a gigantic Buffalo Bills, an elongated, like a rectangular series of photos of the likes of Thurman Thomas and Jim Kelly and Cornelius Bennett. Here's your first one. I know it's regifted, but I think you're going to like it.
That's very nice. Thank you so much.
Why don't you tell the people what it is?
It's a penguin scarf. It says...
It's like what you would wear to a soccer match in Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Very nice.
Courtesy says, let's go Pens.
Courtesy
nice.
Of the Hampton Beer Outlet.
Thank you to Bill Shaner.
Yeah, Bill Shaner. So I think
thank
that's...
Thank you to you, Joe.
And then, you didn't know this was coming.
No, what
it's
else
It's a Moon
there?
Golf Club golf... It's not really a golf
wow.
jacket. It's a jacket, but I need to see if this fits you. Isn't that beautiful? It's a little bit
that's
small
very
on
nice.
Me, but it's never been worn.
It's a little bit small on Joe. We're back to the regifting well.
That's all right.
That's an expensive jacket.
It is
limit.
Expensive.
Very
those
nice.
Things
can
are,
you put that on?
Yes, golf swag is not cheap.
Jacket. Take off the sweatshirt, too, because I don't know if it'll fit over the sweatshirt.
Well, I'll put the sweatshirt on. If it does,
yeah, I think it will.
Bob,
then...
Who wears this jacket over a sweatshirt like that?
Well, I'm just saying, if it fits, then it'll fit.
Do you have long arms, limits? I don't think he
somewhat.
Does, Bob.
Not only is it regifted, you clearly had
too?
It on before, and it's all inverted.
If it doesn't fit, just give it to someone in your family. Is there anyone smaller than you in your family?
Yes.
All right. They can have it. I'm sorry, Bob. For describing.
I like that.
Bob, that fits.
Oh, look at that.
That fits really well.
Here, come on. Are you on camera?
How about that? No,
come on over
there.
Here and show the people what this looks like, Limits.
Is that Bob? A hoodie? That's a hoodie? No.
Look at that.
No, your hoodie is underneath. Yeah. That's very nice.
Oh,
shout out to
I'll
Moon
say.
Golf.
Yeah, man.
Moon Golf.
There we go.
Swag. Golf swag's the best. Don't
thank
you agree?
You, Joe. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You're
I didn't
welcome,
expect
buddy.
A second gift.
Yeah. Well, I felt guilty after the gift you gave me, to be honest.
You really liked it.
So in other
gift,
words, he went outside, went into his trunk, something he discarded. He
I almost gave him a
it.
Used volleyball bomb.
I saw him run out, and I was wondering what the case was.
That was the case. All right, Bob. TJ Watt, I have severe questions without having an answer to the key question. Would he have played in any other game? If you tell me yes, I'm okay with him being out there. If you say he gutted it out in a playoff-like situation, then that to me was reckless. I don't know what the answer is, though. Seems to me the way that he played and was pretty easily handled by one guy, that he was compromised. Joey Porter. It seemed to me downright reckless that he came back in the game and then left. Reckless. You?
Well, I was confused by... The talk was a calf injury, which, you know, we saw Russell Wilson go through that and how long it took him to overcome it. And then he's back in the game. And I thought with the calf injury, that's strange. Later, it was regarded as a knee injury.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure what it is, but I don't expect him to play in this game.
Yeah, me neither. Did it strike you when he came back into the game?
Why is he out there? Yeah.
I would only expect to see that in a playoff game. or a game you had to win to keep your season alive, honestly.
They sensed an opportunity to win a division, and they went after it that way. Could you blame them if that was the case?
Yes, I could, because they can still win the division.
But you can do it that day, right then and there.
So you're willing to risk everything that day?
Again,
I wouldn't have.
The question is, how significant was it at the time? What was it? What degree did it affect him? I don't know the answers to those.
Me neither, but it struck me as very odd that a guy who was clearly compromised came back into the game and then left right away again. I have to ask, why did you put him back in? Then on the other hand, you had Cabali, at least via Andrew Filipponi on Twitter, saying the Steelers were saving their guys. In some ways. Do you think that's true?
I don't know.
Do you think Pickens could have played in this game from what you heard,
again,
what you saw?
He was jumping around as if he had no problem with it, but I was okay with them waiting on him just because how important he is.
Then why not wait on Watt?
I don't know the extent of it. I don't want to answer these questions based on I don't know what it is. He was off the injury report completely, so therefore it tells me that he was as close to normal as you can be.
Played a horrible game, you'd say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, he played a horrible game based on his standards, but I don't know that it was injury related.
I have to believe it was. I have to believe it was.
Well, then
I do. I don't believe injury reports for a second. Do you?
Don't they have to be somewhat honest on those things?
Are they? As any team?
Well, if you don't, there are consequences for it. I mean, they took away the probable, so there's only questionable, doubtful, or out. That's it. And if you're listed as questionable, that could mean you're probable, but you don't know it because you don't have to say it's probable. Well, I don't know.
Maybe at the same time they saved Pickens. It just seems very odd to me that you're not ready to play in this huge, gigantic game, as a lot of people build it, but you're ready to play 4 days later? 4 days? How many hours is that? That seems odd to me, but I don't know. What do I know, Bob? I guess nothing. And then all these other guys, Tomlin said he's leaving the door open for them, Deshaun Elliott. Here's the question again. If that actually were a must-win game on Saturday, would all those guys have played? Would Elliott and Pickens have played?
If they're that close to returning in a short week, I would have to say yes.
So maybe they're saving them. Maybe they wanted to split the difference. I don't know. Just the whole thing seems rather odd to me. Either it was a playoff-like game or it wasn't. They seem to have it a little bit both ways is the way I would read all that.
Yeah,
how would you
probably
read it?
You're probably just going right down the fine line of what should we do, what, you know, how important is it now? We know we have a runway after it, even if we lose. But I think if it were me, if anyone's capable of playing in that game, I'm playing them because I want to end it as soon as possible.
But clearly,
and then
if Pickens
have essentially 3 weeks to get everyone ready
right,
after
but
that.
Clearly guys who are ready for the Washington game could have played in that game if it were a playoff game. You don't miraculously heal in 64 hours.
What are you talking about, Washington game?
I mean, not the Washington game, the
Kansas City game.
Yeah.
No, but you could be trending toward that. And, you know, I don't know. Again, you'd have to get specifics on where this injury is. Hamstrings can be difficult, and I think the best thing you can do on a hamstring is rest it as much as possible. So maybe they just wanted to elongate that time as much as they could. And if that's the case, then I wonder about this game. Why not just wait until the Bengals game? Then you get another full 10 days.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different question. Yeah. And I've said all along, health over home playoff game for me. I want to be completely healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you that I would prefer them being on the road because it means...
Neither would I. I'd like to be at
be
home
at
100
home.
Times out of 100.
Yeah, so that to me
but health
still,
over home playoff game.
Well, I mean, sometimes you don't get a choice. Sometimes you have to play with what you got and just see what happens.
Then why weren't they out there?
I don't
would be
know,
my
Joe.
Question.
I mean, you're asking questions I don't have answers to.
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm not necessarily asking you for answers there, just opinions, and I'm very curious about their strategy here. They put a clearly compromised T.J. Watt on the field.
I don't know if it's compromised. Again, he was not on the injury report. Do you actually think they would risk him if he wasn't able to play?
He was able to play. Then why not put other guys out on the field injured? That's my question. Was it a win take all everybody, you know, everybody out there game or not? I don't know.
I think
Bob, you watch the game. You don't think TJ Watt was compromised severely in that game?
I think he wasn't at his best, and I don't know if he was thinking to protect, you know, sometimes you get into that protective mode. I got an injury. I'm not going to do this here. I don't know what the reason is. Maybe that guy played a good game. I don't think he did. I think TJ just didn't play up to his standards. That's all. But I can't sit here and tell you that he was playing when he shouldn't have. I don't know that.
I don't know that either. I want to be careful about that because maybe TJ plays an October game against Arizona. It just seems to be, there seem to be inconsistencies here with who played and who didn't. But this much, if he wasn't compromised in that game, I'm stunned then at the result. We watch every snap this guy has taken his whole career. That was not TJ Watt the other day.
No, it was not one of his better games, no question.
That was not him.
They need
Would you
him
agree
to be
with that
way
limits?
In the next two.
No, I mean, he was clearly not the TJ Watt of full capacity. I didn't think that he was like completely immovable, though. Like, I didn't feel immobile is the correct word.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was fine. I thought it was more so that the way the Ravens offensive line and their scheme was, they schemed very well against the Steelers defense. I mean, it was a very well-called game.
You thought that was the bigger issue than Watt not being himself in terms of him?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I think the Ravens just... I don't believe it's the Craig Elo thing that Rob Long said, because I think Lamar played fine, but that was just a physically dominating game from the Ravens up front with Derrick Henry just mauling.
Yeah, I think that was a complete mismatch. They just willed themselves.
On the other hand, there was a horrible interception that left the Steelers with the ball pretty well into the second half, down by a touchdown.
Right.
And they were moving the ball pretty darn good, too. Weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
What was the yardage situation at the half, Bob? Do you remember?
I don't have an answer to that. No, it's not. I don't remember.
Limits, I'm looking through my photos right now. Did you get the photo I sent you of the replay guy from the volleyball match?
Yes.
Bob, did you watch that? Whenever they have a replay in volleyball, the guy comes and sticks his head right in the camera. It feels like he's in your living room.
I saw that. The ultimate photo bomb.
He really is. Well, at the half the other day, team stat-wise, total yards were 201 to 175, I think. I mean, it was both teams were on pace for a pretty good game. And then once again, the Steelers were shortchanged on possessions late in the game, either because of Tomlin punting in certain situations or because the other team, yes, eventually dominated them. They've kind of been out-Steelered the past two games, right? Late in games, teams
yes.
shoving it down their throat.
Well, here's the situation that, again, it was 24-17. They had the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're in position to do some one-score game. They still had plenty of time left in this game. It was 4th and 6.
How much time was left? How much time was left
minutes.
After the Minka pick?
Oh, I don't know that one. I know there were 10 minutes plus when they punted.
Yeah.
So that it had to be obviously less than that. But they have the pick, and they're in position, you know, to eventually score and tie the game if they go down the field and score. And that's when the other pick happened.
Tell me this in one word for each of you. If the Steelers and Ravens play in a playoff game and the Steelers are healthy, you know, relatively so, who wins the game? Who would you pick right now?
Where's the game?
Game doesn't matter.
Give me the Steelers.
Give me the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm leery of the Ravens. I am. I just think that team is due to do with – I think Henry is such a difference to what they do. And in those kinds of games, you better be able to stop that. And if you can't stop that, you're opening up a lot of opportunity here for Lamar Jackson. We got – Randall's been on the line for a long time.
Why don't we bat Randall lead off in the noon hour, and we'll hit more calls starting there. And then I have more questions for you. This game, even though it was 2 days ago, just the questions linger here going into the Chiefs game, Bob. And one of them is Najee.